Lori Houston's News for the Heart is dedicated to helping you give a voice to your own soul. Our hearts have the power to free us from pain and the struggles that keep us from awakening to our true essence. Join Lori now as we delve into our heart and soul to find the path that will open us to the possibilities and lead us to the life we love to live.
And good afternoon. This is News for the Heart. Today I have my awesome co-host, Tom Campbell, with us. I just wanted to take a moment and I wanted to dedicate this show to Hillary Ramo, an angel that just left us way too soon. Her quest for knowledge and, well, let's just face it, she was definitely more scientifically based than I am. So you and her, you know, did some really great shows. You will be truly, truly missed.
Yes.
I'm just so grateful that, which is the what our show's going to be about today, that I got to meet her at Lumley Castle last year. We really, really bonded, and yeah, you're going to really be missed.
Yeah, Hillary and I spent a day wandering through the ancient standing rocks, you know, in Britain. Several places in Britain, they have the standing stones. And we did a tour of standing stones in Britain some years back. Yeah, she's a lovely person. Very energetic.
Yes.
Traveled.
Big personality.
Lots of places. Yeah, big personality. Big personality. Sweet girl. We'll miss her.
Very much. And to her family, and our condolences and love. Okay, so gratitude. We're coming into the holiday season. We're actually doing this a couple days before your American Thanksgiving. We were just discussing mm-hmm. how the Canadian Thanksgiving and the American Thanksgiving are just very different. We celebrated ours as a way to finish the crops and to make sure that everybody was there to bring in the crops. So celebration of the crops that came. And of course, yours has more to do with the pilgrimage and the Native Americans and coming together, which is lovely as well.
Yeah.
Don't imagine it had anything to do with crops. However, maybe some of the southern states.
Yeah, but it did have to do with food, but not true. Getting the crops in. It had to do with near starvation of the colony at Plymouth and being being helped by the Native Americans to get through a winter that otherwise would have been disastrous. So the Thanksgiving, I guess, that you're still alive after the winter's over, and thanks to the Native Americans for helping you through it. In general, it was, I think, people were in a mood of gratitude when they thought they were all going to starve to death, and they didn't. And when you survive something like that, you know, a near-death experience, sort of, then gratitude is comes pretty easily, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. So, the consciousness of gratitude. I mean, it's, you know, when you truly come from that place of being grateful and not just saying the words, but actually coming from that place of feeling, that being level. You know, it is a beautiful, heart-opening expression. I mean, you could be in fear, but when you truly are in a place of gratitude, it's so life-affirming. It's so beautiful. It's not... It helps you evolve towards love because it's just this incredible opening. I mean, it's a lovely way to express ourselves. And I know we've had a year where what we truly, truly need is to come back into a place of gratitude. And that's kind of why we did our show last month on positivity and happiness. And this month, you know, let's move into the holiday season because that's certainly... This is kind of the start of the holiday season, with some life affirming positivity and gratitude in our hearts, and it's a powerful place to come from.
It is. That's very well said. Gratitude really combines two very wonderful things. The first is it's positive. Gratitude focuses on what's positive. It focuses on what's good in your life, what is working in your life, the things to be thankful for in your life, rather than focusing on what's wrong. And many of us get trapped into focusing on the negative. All of our news, all of our, you know, our plays and movies generally focus on something horrible that happens, and, you know, how do people get through this horrible thing? You know, that's kind of the good versus evil thing. But we tend to focus on the negative. We focus on bad news. Hardly any news outlet will tell you much good news. Often there's one good news story at the end, just so it's a little uplifting for the very last thing we do, but mostly everything good is ignored. It's the bad stuff that people are interested in. And in our own lives, we tend to focus on the negative. What's wrong? Things aren't the way we want. It's that negative part of our life, the part that isn't going right, that takes most of our attention, most of our time, most of our energy. And gratitude just turns that around. For a while, look at the positive. You know, you're not starving. You're not freezing. You know, you're probably not wet and cold and hungry, you know. I mean, some people are all those things, but most of us are not. And the fact that we're among those that are not is deserving of some gratitude. You know, that's good. So looking at the positive is one really good part of it. And the other part of it is that it's about other. Nobody ever thinks of gratitude as, I'm so glad I'm me. I am such a wonderful person. You know, gratitude is not really about yourself. Gratitude is about other things, you know, situations, the people you care about and who care about you. You know, all of the good things that are there aren't just good things that are objects. You know, it's not the car and the house. It's the relationships. It's the people. It's the connections. It's the, you know, situations. So there's two very magic things of look at the positive and, you know, don't be self-focused. Focus on others. All kind of comes together in gratitude. That's what makes gratitude, I think, such a powerful idea, powerful thing to do. And if people, you know, we talk about, you know, taking 20 minutes a day to meditate. If people took 20 minutes a day to feel gratitude, I think it would put a lot more smiles on people's faces. And we'd all probably live in a lot gentler, kinder, you know, reality if people would take 20 minutes a day just to go over all the things that are good, all the things that are right in your life. Cold. You're not hungry. You're not wet. You know, nobody is trying to, you know, hit you, you know, you are in a really nice place. You live in most of us, at least most of the people probably listening to this, live in a pretty nice situation compared to what people lived in, you know, 200 years ago, 300 years ago. Everybody's pretty rich these days compared to that. Well, again, not everybody. Some people are still just as poor as they were then, but it's a smaller and smaller minority. You go back 200 or 300 years and everybody was that poor. You know, it was like 1 or 2% that weren't. Well, that's not true anymore. We have a lot of people who are doing reasonably well all over the globe. And that's big. You know, that's a real big change. And that deserves some gratitude. We should have gratitude for the people that share our lives. You know, the people that support us, the people we interact with, and not just think about what's wrong with them and how they should be better and how we need them to do that. So gratitude is a wonderful thing. Yeah, 20 minutes of gratitude a day would probably put you on a whole different trajectory in your life. You know, just to do that. But so we have a day for it, I guess Thanksgiving, where you're supposed to have gratitude and give thanks for all the positive things and the fact that your ancestors did not all starve back at Plymouth, Jamestown, I guess, too. Those were the two early settlements. I guess Jamestown was the earliest. But in any case, It's gratitude, wonderful thing. We should have more of it. We should think of it more often, just to feel that, you know. And I often hear the comment that instead of wallowing in self-pity, we should wallow in gratitude. Mm. You know, that would be a much more productive thing instead of, oh, woe is me, life is so hard. I wouldn't have any luck at all if it wasn't for bad luck. This kind of negative attitude that people have moping through their life, thinking of all the bad things. You know, if we could just put that just a little bit every day, that would be very uplifting, not only for ourselves, but for everybody that interacts with us. You know, we should have a daily gratitude would be real helpful.
It would, but a lot of people it would just become a platitude again, where you're just doing it instead of being it. You're not really feeling it. Mm-hmm. You're not really open to it. You're just sort of saying it.
Yeah, well, that, of course, isn't helpful. It maybe makes you a little better behaved if you're intellectually come to the point that you think gratitude would be a good thing, but it doesn't help you grow up. You know, you actually have to mean it, feel it, be it. Then it's a growing thing. It helps you evolve. It's a wonderful thing. But, yeah, just acting as if you had gratitude is better than nothing. It's still better, yeah, than just being sour. It's much better. So it's more civilizing, you know, just like acting kind to other people is better than not acting kind to people. But being kind is even better yet. It's who you are. But, you know, sometimes you have to, what do they say, fake it until you make it. Sometimes acting is the first step toward being. You start acting with the idea that you want to be that way, but it takes time before you actually change who you are and become that way. So that's all right. I'll salute all the people who are out there acting, you know, in gratitude. That's good too. But just stopping and thinking about what's positive in your life, what's good in your life. Just think back 200, 300, 500 years ago and see, just think about how people lived, how most people lived in those times. You know, it was really, really hard. And they don't have any of the, I sit in a house, it's cold and the wind is blowing outside, but I'm nice and comfy, you know, and I don't have to have a fireplace going in my house to keep heat. So I get smoke and, you know, air fire hazards. I have much cleaner heat. I got lights on that make this video real, real bright. And I mean, just a lot of comforts that, aren't that unusual, you know, in our culture. Most people have light and heat and, you know, houses that don't leak, things like that. So we have a lot to be grateful for. We really do live in a time where most of us live better than even the best people. You know, even the kings and queens slept in drafty old stoves, you know, full of smoke. And very few of us do that anymore. So we live better than the royalty of 500 years ago, 600 years ago. Our lives are pretty cushy, but we probably complain more than those people complained, you know, when life was really tough. We tend to complain because we see, oh, it could be better. You know, we could have more. And mostly that's about our relationships. Our relationships aren't so good, self-centered, for them to really get, but so good. And that's because we don't have as much gratitude as we should there either about all the people in our life. Instead of seeing what's nice about having those people in our life, we see those people as being flawed, and their flaws create problems for us, and we focus on the negative. Yeah, gratitude's a really good thing. How do we get more of it? You know, how do we spend more time with gratitude?
You know, I think with it, the more you actually feel it. So mm-hmm. It's kind of like one of those, maybe you do have to fake it till you make it, but it's like the more time you spend doing it, if you can remember, the more time you spend doing it, the more you actually feel it, the more it opens your heart and allows yourself to grow. So it's like there's so many people that have different ideas of creating a list every day and going through it and adding to it. And but I like the one thing you said, not has to be, but that gratitude is about other, being thankful for others. And I think that's probably a big piece of it. Most of the time we're complaining about others. We find problems in others because it's reflecting our own insecurities and our own fears within us. So it's important to, even if you can, anything. I mean, just start with something small, like the color of someone's eyes or their smile, or so simple. And then it kind of snowballs. The more you do it, the more proficient you become at it, the more you feel.
Yeah, it'd be nice, you know, just to say something kind to the people in your life. You know, go up to your significant other and say, gee, I'm really glad you're part of my life. Or your children, say, I'm really glad you're part of my life, you know, whatever. But most people would hesitate to do that. That's almost like...
too vulnerable?
Yeah, well, it's almost like you're admitting that all that complaining you've been doing about them are, you know.
Oh, no, we wouldn't want that.
No, it's a hard thing for people to do. It's hard to say that because, you know, you want to keep the pressure on. You know, you don't want your significant other or your kids to think that you're really, really pleased with them being there, that you really like them the way they are, because that kind of takes the pressure off. And, oh, you need to change. You need to do this and you need to do that. And we're constantly manipulating, and we don't want to tell people nice things, because it kind of manipulative sales for trying to make them something other than they are, trying to pressure them to be the way we want them to be. So just the idea of walking up to a significant other, to your kids, and saying, I'm really so glad that you're in my life, that I'm sharing my life with you. You bring a richness to my life that, you know, that I'm really, really pleased with. Thank you. Many people would have a hard time just doing that to their husband or their wife or their children or their, you know, whomever, you know, their parents. To say something nice to people. It's easy, evidently, to complain, particularly complain about others who aren't there at the moment. You know, it's really easy to do that. And for some reason, it's so much harder to say something nice. It's almost like if you say something nice to somebody, well, then they could do something. They could do something like you're giving them the opportunity to do something not nice. But it's not like that. You say something nice to somebody and they immediately start to glow. You know, it makes them happy. It makes them much more likely to be nice because you say nice things to them. So it's going to improve the relationship. But people think, oh, if I'm nice to people, they'll take advantage of me. I got to be tough and you know, stern and mean or whatever, and then nobody will take advantage of me. Well, that's just fear, self-centeredness, manipulation. That's the stuff that makes us unhappy. So yeah, that's sort of a challenge to our viewers. Go find the people that say something to you and tell them you love them and tell them you're happy to be a part of their life. That will make a big difference. And if you did that, what, every day, once a week? Goodness, what a difference it would make in your relationships with those people. What a difference.
As we approach the holiday season, this is typically a time when we talk about family, problems that family have. But this year's a little bit different, so I think people are going to be having their dinners on Zoom and Skype and right?
So. Yeah, they will be. We've had several Zoom get-togethers in our family, which works really good for us, because one of my sons and, of course, a granddaughter and a daughter-in-law are out in California, which is a long way, and we don't see them very often. 3.5-4 hours away in a large city in Atlanta, and we don't see them very often. Now, there are two are here, are local, but it's nice. We all get together and we do it on Skype, and Pamela has games for the children to play, and we have a good time with it. It doesn't last a long time. It's about an hour or so. We kind of catch up on what each other are doing and enjoy seeing the grandchildren. I think they enjoy seeing their grandparents, because we don't see each other. You know, one of our grandchildren is in a daycare situation, which is a little riskier, you know, than staying home. So we haven't seen that family for quite some time, as far as, you know, hugs and kisses are a little hard to come by these days. So it's nice to get together and share. And you think that perhaps Zoom or you know, Skype or whatever others, there's a dozen different platforms that, you know, that digital thing's sterile. It's not the same. It is very much the same. Those same feelings, you know, the feelings you get are consciousness to consciousness feelings. There is no space between consciousnesses. There is no space. And I noticed that in the workshop things that I've done, things that I before had only done in a room with a, you know, 100 people in the room. Now I'm doing the connection between people is just as palpable and just as valuable when it's done over Zoom as it was when we were, you know, face to face. We get that same bubble of energy and excitement, and that's because people in their minds are together. Their consciousness is together. And the fact that the avatars are not together isn't really that important. I was surprised at that. I was wondering when I gave my first one of these courses over Zoom, is this going to really group dynamic that you get? It worked just as well. Just as well. So family meetings over Zoom are not sterile at all. They're lovely, and they're fun. So yeah, I would recommend that to anybody who's missing their grandkids, or, you know, grandkids missing their grandparents. Goodness, Zoom is free. Skype is free. It doesn't cost anything but a little bit of time. It's really nice. That's a good way to keep the social things going. COVID to other people.
Yeah, I guess it will be a little bit challenging this year. And I know that a lot of people are hurting and a lot of people are frustrated. And I think, you know, to capture that magic that is around, you know, the Christmas time, we just have to be a little bit more open to it, a little bit more inventive, instead of, you know, getting stuck in a depressed state or angry state or frustrated.
Maybe this year we'll have a little more incentive to take, you know, the Christmas and the Thanksgiving seasons a little more seriously than we do. Because most of us have gotten into a kind of a rut of, here's what you do in the holidays. You know, you go out shopping, then you buy a lot of food, and you have a big dinner, and then you go to Christmas, you go out to the stores, you shop, you buy things, you spend money, you open presents, you send presents to people in the mail, and it's all about the kind of the activity around it. Well, the thing should be the feeling, the quality of it. It's not the giving the present, it's the thinking of the other person, trying to do something nice or something that would be make another person smile or be, you know, feel good. So that's what it is. And if we are more kind of stuck home, well, let's stop seeing that as stuck. Let us be home and see that as grand. We get to spend this time together. It's not about shopping, all right? We're not going to shop so much. And most of us are going to shop on the porch, and we don't have to go into a crowded store during Christmas. So there's going to be a lot of that. Well, if you're not spending your time running around shopping, you can spend that time actually interacting with the people who are important to you in your life. You know, whether it's on Zoom or whether it's in your own house, there's going to be a little more person-to-person connection going on this holiday season than usual, because we're not going to be so busy, you know, going to this, you know, shopping and all the busy, which keeps us distracted from the real stuff, which is the quality, the relationships, the gratitude, you know, all of that kind of gets pushed off into the margins when you're so busy running around, going through the motions. So in that sense, maybe this year will be even better because we will be more together and not so busy during this season. So like, take advantage of that, people, you know, if you're all the time that you're at home, you know, do things, talk, have discussions, talk to your kids, tell them you love them. You know, it's a good time to share this gratitude. I can think of, you know, I've been places where you just kind of pass around the circle of the people there saying something that you are grateful for. And that can be a really good thing within a family. That would be so much better use of your time than watching a sitcom on TV, you know? So just need to think of some of these things that help us interact, bring us out of our little shells, you know, our little self-centered shells that make us more connected to people. This is a good time for that because we're, you know, we're with the people we love. We're at home. Mostly we're at home. And we can do those same kinds of little games and same kinds of do it, want to do it enough to actually do it, which is the way life is, right? it's the choices you make that matter. You choose to watch sitcoms on TV, then that's what you'll do. But if you choose to do other things, then, you know, it's the things that can actually help people improve their relationships, see each other as human beings, not just brother or sister or husband or wife, not roles, but as people, you know, as humans, people and fears. And we don't often see each other as people. We see each other as role model, you know, roles that we play.
Roles that we've stuck them in.
Yeah, right. Roles we stick ourselves in and other people. And now we just interact with the role rather than with the human, the person that's in that role. With, you know, the caring and the, tell me what's going on with you. You know, what's happening in your life? And mostly the answer is nothing. You know, not much. Fine, thank you. You know, we really do it for real. You know, that we really care. You know, how are you doing? Fine. That's just politeness. But really care about how somebody's doing. How they're getting along. You know, what's good in their life? Accentuate the positive. So I think that's some things we can learn to do better now that we're home than we would have done if we were chasing around gifts in stores and shopping.
Perfect dinner because you've got all this family coming over. Don't have to do that this year.
No,
right? You certainly don't. Perfect.
Right. You can just have your favorite food from your favorite restaurant delivered to your door. And that will work just fine.
Yeah. So much expectation we put on ourselves that it could be a nice little change. It, you know, a lot of people say that, you know, they hope we don't go back to the old. It'd be a nice time to start making new traditions instead of, you know, all the ways that didn't really work in the past, but finding new ways to create, you know, something a little bit more loving and kind and compassionate.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, we tend to get in ruts. You know, we tend to get in habits of things, and then we just kind of going through the motion like zombies. You know, we're not really plugged in and aware. We're not mindful. We're in a this holiday season. You know, it's busy. There's a lot of motions you have to go through. Yes, preparing elaborate dinners and things. And, you know, we get to the end of that, like the dinner's finally over, the last dish is washed, and it's like, boy, I'm glad that's over, you know, which is unfortunate. That's not the kind of attitude you want to have. You know, it's like, wow, that was fun. That's the way you want these things to be. So we need to get out of the rut. And COVID's kind of kicked us right out of that rut because we can't stay in that rut. So let's make the best of the fact and not complain about the fact, oh, I miss my rut. I miss my old rut. Yeah. You know, I'm so miserable because I can't do all the things I used to do. Instead of, you know, complaining about the fact that everything's different now and that you've been booted out of that rut. Take advantage of it. Say, all right, now what can I do with this time? How can I use this time? And, you know, watch more TV is not a good answer. You know? How can I use this time to connect with the people in my life? I mean, we're polite to each other, and that's as good as it gets. That's not as good as it should get. That's what many of us settled for in our ruts, because that's kind of what we've, you know, settled down to. But now we can do better than that. We've got, you know, we've been kicked out of the rut. So challenges, what are you going to do with it? What positive thing can you build with that, with this opportunity? Don't see it as a disaster. See it as an opportunity to do something different, something meaningful. I think that's kind of the challenge we have with COVID. Yeah. You know, I probably you know, haven't been kicked out of my rut so much because I mostly stayed home anyway, and we had most of our shopping delivered to the door anyway, because that's just the way, you know, Pamela and I were. You know, we were not real social butterflies. We're both introverts, so we just as soon stay home as go anywhere. But still, it's different. And we did go see our grandchildren a lot, and we did do other things, but it's just an opportunity. So we make the most of it and be thankful, even that we have this opportunity. You can even be thankful you were kicked out of your rut, even if that causes you some pain. There's some new gain there to be harvested if you'll only reach out and grab it and harvest it. So it's... It's not what happens to you that is really of greatest significance. It's how you deal with what happens to you. That's where you either evolve or de-evolve. It's how do you deal with it? Stuff happens and you have to deal with it. That's life. That's the description of life, you know, in just a few words. Stuff happens and you got to deal with it. How you deal with it is what's important. The stuff that happens, that's just stuff that happens. You know, it just, life goes on. We're in this interactive game with 7.5 billion people, and stuff just happens. And how you deal with it, that's what's important. That's the key thing. So look at how you're dealing with it, and is there any way you could deal with that better for a better outcome? Just getting to know people better. You know, sometimes you live with people for 20, 30 years and you still don't know them very well. You know, there's still a lot in there that you just don't know. Facets of themselves that they just kind of shut off because you didn't seem to resonate with them. You know, there's a lot to get to know people. It's a lot that we don't share, a lot that we cover up because it just doesn't seem to work for us in our rut. So we... You know, let's explore some of that stuff. That could be fun. That could be very positive. Yeah. So there's lots of opportunity. You know, sitting around and being unhappy or complaining about the way things are is wasting your opportunity. It's like, stop complaining and figure out how you can make the most of what you've got. That's the positive, you know, way to look at it. And starting out with gratitude will help you focus on that positive, because gratitude will show you all that positive stuff. And if you haven't kind of wallowed in gratitude for a while, then you really should, because it'll make you feel better.
Yeah. Wallow in gratitude.
Yeah, just wallow around in it, just get down in it and just soak it up, that gratitude. Yes, it's a much, much more productive than wallowing in self-pity, which is what a lot of people tend to do. Oh, woe is me. I can't do this. I can't do that. This isn't happening, Sure, we're all in a pinch. My yearly income has, gone way down because I don't do events anymore because, events have a lot of people sitting shoulder to shoulder someplace. So I got to deal with that. But you deal with that positively. Well, okay, that can't do that anymore, but there's other things that I wasn't doing before because I was doing that. Now I can do them. Good things, nice things that are important to me and people around me. So be creative.
Yeah. And take baby steps, because to move into gratitude, it's not your home base. Sometimes it just feels like you're saying stuff and you don't really mean it, but the more you think of things, some people have a really difficult time finding something that they're grateful for. So, take the little things, don't jump in, and try and think you're going to make a huge difference just by, becoming grateful.
Right. And don't approach gratitude from the negative side, because I know people who, the way they would approach gratitude is to think of all the ways that it could be worse.
Right.
From a from a negative direction, you say, you need to be grateful. All right, I'm going to be grateful. The way I do that is think all the ways that my life could be worse. Okay, this could be worse and that could be worse. And I could be cold, wet, and hungry. And I could be all these other things. And if you think of how everything could be worse, then you say, well, where I am right now is bad, but it's not that bad. That's really not what we're talking about with gratitude. But a lot of people will do that. That will be their approach to gratitude, is say, well, how bad could it be? All right, it's not that bad. So it is bad, but it's not that bad. So I should feel gratitude that it's not that bad. But that's the negative side of gratitude. Better to just think of the positive side. What is really good in your life? And how can you make it better? Anything that you say to other people that's kind and considerate and a compliment, let people know how you appreciate them. Boy, that goes a long way to making those people happy. And when they're happy, you're happier. Yeah. And when you're happier, they're happier. And the whole happiness thing just starts to build on itself. And it's amazing how far that'll go.
And stay away from the backhanded ones. I like those the best. It's kind of the sarcastic part of you that comes out. That's not gratitude.
No, that's not gratitude at all. Yeah. Gratitude is warm and fuzzy. It's not sarcastic, but it has to be authentic. If you just come out with something and it's not authentic, then it's not going to work very well. If you argue and fight with somebody all the time and you just say, oh, it's so wonderful being with you, they're going to think, is that sarcasm or what's coming? Where's the hook?
True.
You have to be authentic. You have to be it. And like you say, it may take a while to be it slowly, because you change too quickly. People will think you're hustling. You're trying to manipulate them. So you just have to grow to it. Yeah. I really like that idea about spending, 20 minutes a day thinking about all the things that you're grateful for, all the good things that are going on in your life, all the opportunities that you have, and then get excited about how you're going to, how you're going to actualize those opportunities. Positive. There's a lot to be positive about. It really is. Like I say, we live better than the wealthiest and most privileged people on the planet didn't live as well as most of us live now. And we still complain.
We really like to complain. There's just nothing that we just like to complain.
That's the negativity thing. Negativity is very seductive. You know, to be negative, to be snarky, to, you know, make sarcastic comments. That's very seductive in our culture. You know, if you look at a sitcom, sitcoms are mostly negative. It's negative humor. People making fun of each other, or people putting each other down, or sarcasm and snarkiness. And, you know, that's what we find funny. You see, most of that is not all that funny. If you look at it from a bigger picture, it's a bunch of people that aren't being nice to each other. They're just saying things that are hurtful. And then everybody, of course, giggles. Yeah. But that's not a good role model. It's not the way we should be at all. But being negative and complaining seems to be natural for most people most of the time. And when a situation happens, what we do is we look at it and say, well, what's wrong with it? Oh, we're going to have to go where? To do what? With who? What's the negative about that? What's the downside of it? What am I going to miss? Or what's, you know, we immediately focus on the negative side of everything. You know, every silver cloud, you know, we find a dark lining in it. You know, we find some problem with it. And that's how we assess things in terms of how negative are they. And we get in that mode because our culture is in that mode. You know, everything around us is in that look at the negative side mode. And it really is very powerful and very terrific in your life and the way it affects your relationships if you just focus on what's positive. Just don't focus, don't see things in terms of what's negative. See things in terms of what's positive. And that's not the way we are mostly. Mostly we, you know, somebody says, well, we're going to go to a Christmas party next week. And right away you think about, oh, yeah, but we're going to do this and that. And you immediately think about what you're not going to like about that. Or whatever else. I mean, a Christmas party is a happy thing, right? I mean, that's a good thing, a fun thing. And we're even negative about that. Much less, you know, when your boss says, well, we're going to have to start working on this other project. And what do? We say, oh, man, you know, I'm not even done with this project yet. Now, you know, we start complaining about it. We just basically meet almost everything with a complaint, with negativity. And our lives are very negative. And when you live in a negative space, you get grouchy, you get surly, you get sarcastic. The only things that amuse you are things by putting others down or by you seeing something where, you know, if somebody falls, then that's funny. Yeah, it's that live in a negative space kind of life that makes people feel like something's missing in their life, you know, that their life feels empty. They feel like they're hollow inside. They don't have, you know, this positive stuff that they want, desperately want. But that's because they're negatively focused on almost everything. And gratitude's just the opposite of that. Gratitude is a positive focus. And that's why it's so hard for us to feel gratitude. It's so difficult. It's such a stretch for us to say, gosh, kids, I'm so glad that you kids are in my life because you're just wonderful people. We don't ever say that to our children. We don't say that to our spouse. We wouldn't say that to somebody. Oh, no. Ooh, that doesn't sound like a thing that most people would say, but will we complain? You kids are noisy. You kids are a lot of trouble, you know? You cost us a lot of money. You know, we say that kind of thing. We complain all the time about them, about our spouses, about whatever. That's, you know, that's typically what we talk about. We don't say anything if we're not complaining. You know, if the kids are just playing nicely on the corner someplace, we never mention them. It's like they're not there. We pretend they're gone. And it's only when we complain about their behavior that we even interact with them. I mean, that's negative. You know, so kids grow up getting nothing but complaints when they're, you know, when they're doing things that the parents don't like. And they grow up to be negative, and they do the same things. So we tend to we focus on everything negative, what we don't have, what we don't like, what isn't the way we want it. And we miss the gratitude thing altogether. It's like, gratitude? How would I do that? You know, how would I go about gratitude? It seems like almost a foreign idea to most people. We're that negative. And that's a problem. Our TV is negative. You know, the things we watch are all negative. It's all about people hurting people, people putting people down, crime, murder, death, destruction. It's all negative stuff. Our entertainment, we're entertained with negative things. We laugh at negative things. You know, it's a state we've gotten into that is extremely dysfunctional.
And it's a good time to look at all of the things that we do, because we have time, we have space. This is the time that we should be looking at those kind of things.
Right. And we're not running around shopping this year, so we've got the time. You know,
we don't have to make the house perfect anymore.
It's just going to be us at Thanksgiving, you know, just our family. We're not going to have 20, 30 people get together someplace. It's just going to be us. So let's be nice. Let's dwell on the positive. How much have you learned having those children? How much, you know, how much have you grown up because you've had to be less self-centered because you've had children to deal with? You know, that's a very positive thing. Think about the positive side of it, not the how much extra laundry you have to do and, you know, how now you're going to have to repaint the walls because the kids have messed them up. And don't dwell on that. That's just part of life. So again, stuff happens. You get to deal with it. And if you can deal with it positively, your life gets to be fun. So, yeah, you know, turn the news off, you know, turn the TV off for that matter, but stop wallowing in negativity. Wallow in gratitude instead. That's a whole lot better wallow and a lot more fun and productive.
Yeah. Well, I think this is a good place to stop. I think we certainly have observed the consciousness of gratitude over this holiday season. Mm-hmm. So I do hope that you all have a wonderful Thanksgiving and holiday season. I'm certainly grateful for all the shows I get to do, and I think it's important. So thank you, Tom.
You're welcome. Thank you, Lori, for having me here every last Tuesday of the month. It's always fun to connect with you. You know, the problems we have are really so simple. You know, they're not such big, complex, hard-to-solve problems. Just stop being negative. Be more positive. That's not like it costs a lot of money. It's not like it, you know, is going to be painful or anything. These are pretty simple solutions that are free. All we have to do is reach out and grab that opportunity and do it. That's the only thing missing is the will.
Yeah.
And to get out of that negative rut. So it is a challenge. Change is always a challenge. But unless you're really, really enjoying life just exactly the way it is, then change should be a welcome challenge. Well, thank you, Lori. I appreciate the opportunity to chat with you every month. It's always a lot of fun.
It is. All right. You've been listening to News of the Heart with Tom Campbell. We'd be getting to the heart of the matters with the consciousness of gratitude. All right. See you next month.
Have a question for Lori and want to be on the next News from the Heart show? Drop us a line via instant feedback at bmajor.org. News from the Heart is brought to you by Intuitive Soul and is produced by Major Radio for Clear Channel's iHeartRadio and bmajor.org.